right. That is a brand new track from a band called Drifting Sun. The name of the album is Trip the Light Fantastic. Sent to me by our good friend Phil. Now, from what I can see, I have now got my screen from my Mac on Twitch. Now, the only trouble is now I can't see my screen on Twitch. So if I go on my phone or something, I might be able to see what I'm doing. But, yeah. So, anyway, I was trying to figure that out, and I figured it out in about 10 seconds. Why wouldn't I not know that? Anyway, I've never had to actually mirror my monitor over to my TV before. So, but now I know how to do it. It makes sense. I've done it on other Macs, but never really done it onto my TV before. And the resolution is a little bit different, so that's... But anyway, that's... Anyway, the track you heard from Drifting Sun was called The Wizard. Prior to that, you heard, going back to 1975, with Paul Karak on vocals with his band Ace. Of course, they had a hit with How Long, which was kind of a standard around that time, but not on that album. Time for Another was the name of the album, and I'm a Man, sounding very American-like for a British band. And then an actual American band, Cold Blood, from their very first album, 1969, featuring the vocals of Lydia Pence. I really like that band. They had kind of a Rare Earth kind of white soul vibe, and I always like that. In fact, my new band, the new version of my band, Mr. M and the All-Nighters, is doing a version of Tobacco Road by Rare Earth. And if you ever go on YouTube and listen to their version, a fairly recent 2003 version of Tobacco Road, it is pretty... I should actually play it on the show, but I don't have it. I'll get it and then at some point, maybe next week, and play it. But it is a rocking version of Tobacco Road. Of course, our good friend Dave Lee Roth did that too with Steve Vai on guitar, and he did a rocking version on Eat 'Em and Smile, which was a great album from 1985. Very underrated as far as people dismiss Dave as a terrible singer, which he is, but that album was great. And in the studio, he's fine. Live, he's just not worth paying admission for, if you ask my opinion. But that's just me. Anyway, we're going to carry on with a bit more Steve Hackett, brand new Steve Hackett. He has a new album called The Circus and the Night Whale. Whatever that means, I don't know. Maybe Steve can explain it to us one time at some point. This is a track called Circo Inferno. I believe it's an instrumental. I could be wrong. But it probably is, given that it's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. Right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1.
Yeah. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. Thank you.
surrounding my bed, and I reach for the time when I wasn't so sick. The freezer is full and the air's getting thick. Mommy and Daddy are no longer here. The face is the same, but their voice is unclear, and I'm torn. But I'm nice and warm.
close.